Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You have been hearing about this story all day long. We're going to chime in here also. Chad Hartman here with you on News Talk 830 WCCO. Xcel Energy temporarily shutting down its Monticello nuclear power plant after discovering that a new quantity of radioactive water from a leak had reached groundwater. The company, in a news release Thursday night, reported that a small amount of new leakage, expected to be in the hundreds of gallons range. I repeat, hundreds of gallons range. That is very different from the original leak, which was reported last week at 400,000 gallons. So on this overall story, we are pleased to bring in Victoria Mittling. She is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. She is Senior Public Affairs Officer at the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Victoria, thank you very much for your time. Can you tell me if your agency has reacted in any manner to the latest news which came out from Xcel Energy last night?
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for having me. The agency has been responding to the leaks since November when it was first reported. We have two senior resident inspectors that are stationed at each facility, including Monticello. So all inspectors have been closely monitoring the plant's actions to understand the leak, to try and contain it, and to remediate it. That said, the leak itself does not pose a threat to members of the community, to the drinking water, or to the environment. The leak, which was temporarily repaired by the plant, was a temporary solution, did not quite hold, and so there was, as you had mentioned, some additional leakage. That does not change the overall assessment by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission that the community is safe, the plant is safe, the drinking water is safe, and that the environment is safe.
How long did it take your agency to determine when notified that the drinking water was safe, and what are you doing on a regular basis to affirm or potentially alter that position?
So when nuclear plants initially apply for a license to operate to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, they're built in such a way that any kind of liquid release from a nuclear plant does not have a pathway to reach drinking water wells or the drinking water supply of the community living by the plant. We know that that has been true and effective because plants are required to monitor water, ground, vegetation, milk, livestock for presence of radioactive material. And those tests are done and reported to the NRC every year. The results are independently verified, so we know there have not been releases that could have a negative impact on the environment and on the community.
But you're talking about those yearly, and I understand that. But because of the 400,000 gallons that were released and contaminated, how different is the testing since that information was alerted to you and your agency the 22nd of November last year?
That release, that contaminated water, has no pathway to reach drinking water wells. It is physically impossible.
So why do the test then yearly if it's not possible, the way the plan is set up, why even do the yearly tests?
Well, the tests are done to verify, to make sure that the environment is not impacted. In addition, while the on-site leaks of this nature do not have a pathway to impact public health, the plant is still required to track these leaks so they can understand them and stop them, because we don't want to have leaking pipes, leaking equipment, and that's why the plants have to address the leaks, even though they do not have an impact on people or the environment.
Victoria Mittling is with us, Senior Public Affairs Officer, U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, talking about the announcement last night about another leak with Xcel Energy and their Monticello plant, obviously reacting to the news which came out about the 400,000 gallons of water contaminated. So let me go back here to the public finding out about this much, much later. The Xcel alerted your agency and state authorities November 22nd. Of last year. The public found out months later. Why wasn't the public notified sooner?
Notification of the leak was made, as you had said, on November 22nd and posted to the NRC's public website. The leak did not exceed any NRC limits. It did not violate any requirements. As such, it did not pose danger to the public. If we had encountered a situation that was an emergency, if there were a situation where we felt that the community, the public, the plant were in danger, there would be immediate notifications. In this case, that was not what happened, and there was no additional notification to the public because the public was not in danger from this leak.
But Victoria, in some good reporting by many outlets, including the Star Tribune, that when we're talking specifically about the 400,000 gallons of water contaminated with radioactive material, this was the sixth largest leak of its kind. You're telling me and telling the residents who live in the area there was no need to tell them about this until 4 months later.
So what I'm telling you is that this leak had no possible impact on members of the community. The NRC did not make additional notifications 4 months later. The agency was not involved in those notifications. And I want to make it clear, when and if there are situations where the public can be impacted in a negative fashion, the public would be immediately notified. That is not the case.
When should we expect another update from your agency, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, or a final report on what happened, potentially punishment handed out, or corrective measures offered up so this does not happen again?
As I keep saying, the plant did not violate NRC requirements. It did not exceed federal regulations. If there are cases, when there are cases when NRC requirements are violated, if NRC limits are exceeded, the agency's response is entirely different. So here, we're looking at safety, the safety of the plant, the safety of the public. We take that very seriously. And our inspectors follow up on multiple issues that have to do with plant equipment, that have to do with plant procedures on a daily basis. This leak was one of the things that the plant had to address, but it did not pose a threat to the public, just like other issues that the plant is following up on. The NRC inspectors are following up on every day.
Last thing here, and I'll let you go. And I really appreciate your time answering these direct questions. You've said multiple times that you have people there who, you know,
yes.
You have people who normally show, but clearly people showed because of this. Will we, the public, see anything, any comprehensive report about what they offered up? Or will this just be normal interagency communication between your group and XL, and the public will not see that?
There will be, so there are reports, quarterly reports from our inspectors, and the fact that we evaluated the leak will be reflected in one of the upcoming future reports. I cannot say which one or exactly when. As you know, the situation is still unfolding and is not totally remediated.
Victoria, thank you very much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Victoria Mittling, Senior Public Affairs Officer at the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. You want to chime in? People are chiming in right now. You certainly can. Cities One Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.